From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Pakistan's military has rescued a U.S.-Canadian family from a tribal region bordering Afghanistan, nearly 5 years after they were abducted by militants. U.S. national Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband, Joshua Boyle, went missing in Afghanistan in 2012, and the Afghan Taliban later claimed responsibility for kidnapping them. President Donald Trump praised the release of the family and hoped the efforts would lead to the rescues of others.
We hope to see this type of cooperation and teamwork in helping secure the release of remaining hostages and in our future joint counterterrorism operations.
A Pakistani military statement said that based on actionable intelligence from the U.S., the rescue operation was successfully conducted. The United States says it is withdrawing from UNESCO, accusing the organization of anti-Israel bias. The United States Charge d'Affaires at UNESCO, Chris Hagedorn, explained why.
All right. This has absolutely nothing to do with the current election cycle. As I said, this is a decision that was taken after very careful months and months of deliberation and careful review.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce, in a statement, said the move was unfortunate but appropriate. The United Arab Emirates announced Thursday it would halt the issuance of visas to North Korean workers. The move by the UAE follows similar policy changes from Kuwait and Qatar, which have already blocked visas to the country, limiting North Korea's ability to evade sanctions and make money off the laborers it has sent to work in the Middle Eastern nations. The UAE statement also said it would block North Korean companies from operating in any of the seven emirates. This is VOA News. Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi, in a televised address Thursday, said a committee had been set up between the government and the international agencies to work together on rehabilitation and restoration in Rakhine State. Andrew Palcheski has more.
The Nobel Peace Laureate also spoke about the importance of humanitarian assistance for all people in Rakhine and said the government would accept refugees back.
We are negotiating with the government of Bangladesh on the matter of accepting those who are now in Bangladesh. Since our independence, we have twice successfully negotiated with Bangladesh on the issue. Based on these successful traditions, we are now negotiating for the third time.
She said aid groups, international organizations, and Myanmar expatriates would help with the long-term development of the state. She did not refer to accusations of rights abuses by the army. More than 500,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar since August 25th, after insurgent attacks on security forces triggered a violent government crackdown. But the rate has slowed to about 2,000 refugees per day last week. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
Egyptian officials say an attack on a checkpoint in the northern Sinai Peninsula has killed six people. Martin Sekris has the story.
Security and hospital officials speaking on condition of anonymity confirmed the toll from Thursday's attack on the outskirts of the city El Arish and said another four people were wounded. Egypt has been battling an insurgency in the northern Sinai that's been led by an Islamic State affiliate since 2014. In July, Islamic State militants killed 23 soldiers in a remote checkpoint in northeastern Sinai, the deadliest assault on the military in the turbulent region in 2 years. Martin Sekrest, VOA News.
U.S.-based Human Rights Watch has published a report on Turkey claiming torture and abductions are being used against people accused of terrorism or being behind last year's failed coup. Benjamin Ward of Human Rights Watch says the investigation of 11 cases reveals an alarming trend.
We've got a pattern of people being subject to horrible abuse, severe beatings, people being stripped naked, in some cases people being sexually assaulted or threatened with sexual assault. Very serious ill treatment indeed.
The report called on the Turkish government to investigate its claims and recommit itself to its promised end of torture. Raging wildfires continue to spread Wednesday in Northern California, fanned by stiff winds that forced new evacuations in a widening circle of damage. At least 24 people have been killed, and more than 300 are missing. The fires are raging across a nearly 69,000-hectare area. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.